Holton boys basketball chat now with head coach Eric Tate. The Wildcats coming off a win earlier this week. Get to 3-4, almost back to 500 in the Big 7 League. 4-9 overall are the Holton boys. And let's just start with that win on Tuesday night, coach. It was a good win in overtime. Both teams certainly had their struggles offensively at times, but in a close game throughout, man, once it hit overtime, it seemed like your guys put the game away pretty quick, and has to be a testament of, just their dedication and willingness to grind out a win at home. That was a big one Tuesday night.
Yep. You know, least amount of points given up this year. So that's a real positive. Yeah. Thought we defended really well. There's still a couple offensive rebounds that we allowed and some stick back. So, you know, that 33 number could be a little, we'd like it to be lower, man. It could have been in the 20s. But, I thought our guys played with a lot of intensity, kind of flipped a switch. We told them before the game, you know, it's the Jackson County showdown. You know, both teams are going to be ready to play. It's not going to be like the first matchup. And we were ready for a knockdown, drag out, you know, I guess extra period game. So I thought our guys really responded well, played well, and played through a lot of adversity last night.
Yeah, I mean, I know you'd probably like to have a little bit more balance some nights, but especially with senior Kyler Catherine's now out, you know, your junior duo, Peek and Dylan, really stepped up last night, had all but 5 points. Braden ends up with 19, and Bodie had 18. And, Braden 9 of 10 from the free throw line and 6 for 6 in overtime. Free throws were kind of a big thing last night. And to me, it was because your team was just a little more aggressive. I thought your team offensively and defensively and going for the rebound just seemed to have a little extra maybe passion last night, and Peek certainly was one of those leading the charge.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of opened up the freedom to start shooting a little more. You might laugh at that comment. We do shoot a lot of threes, but we've kind of changed, I don't want to say changed our philosophy, but we're going to let our guards play, especially with how young we are right now. You know, Carrick and Fox, when they get going, they're good shooters, so we just want them to be attacking the rim, kick out threes, not so much our, you know, pass on the arc, chuck up a shot. So we want, you know, we're really preaching get downhill, get to the rim, go finish, and then if you get stopped, kick out, and if you're open, knock them down. So, I thought on your call last night it was pretty funny. You brought that up, and Carrick hit a big three. You say that, and I thought that when I looked at the book last night, but, you know, man, Corbin Fox and Carrick both, you know, they played probably 28-32, you know, or with the overtime period, probably 30-plus minutes. So, you know, they do a lot of things, even when their shots aren't falling, and that's something we talk about a lot. You know, you can't let whether you're scoring or not dictate how you play. And Corbin, smallest guy on the court most nights, and, you know, he goes out, he battles, he boxes out, he gets rebounds, he handles the ball, he creates for us. He got Bodie open because he, you know, went back to just a really good play to get Bodie going. While they might not be contributing in the scoring department, you know, they're doing a lot of really good things. Carrick's defensive intensity has been fantastic. So a lot of positives, even though, you know, it does look like, man, you know, Bodie and Peek are leading the way scoring wise. You know, we got a lot of guys chipping in all departments. So it's good to see.
You bet. Last week, only the one game Friday, fell to Chapman 72-53. Just ran into kind of a hot shooting kid, and it seemed like that was the case against, you know, Marysville and St. Mary's and some of those other teams you'd face. But, man, at some point you just kind of tip your cap to Groover and what he was able to do last Friday night. So I don't know if you want to comment on that game a little bit, but I'm sure your biggest takeaway from that game is just defending better, especially on the perimeter, and it was something that you definitely did do better at last night.
Yeah, you know, the Chapman team, they do a really good job, and obviously they were knocking down shots, but, you know, there were a couple times where their coach was wanting a foul on three-point shots because he felt we were landing with shooters or under shooters, and I didn't think we were – I thought we were just having good contests You know, we weren't getting under feet or anything. But, you know, that, yeah, he was knocking down shots. So it was 35 that he scored. Like, he had a couple easy ones, I'd say. But, man, he worked for a lot of them, and he knocked down a ton of shots. That big kid for him, I asked him after the game. I said, man, what are you doing next year? And he said, I'm going and playing O-line or D-line at Missouri Western. And wow, that's always tough when you have a big guy down low who, you know, you can't just leave him down there with a post. So you got to – you got to have some backside help. You got to dig down. And, you know, Chapman has a pretty good squad of shooters around him. So they did a good job of finding the open guy and knocking down shots. Obviously, you don't, you know, anytime you're in the 70s, giving up point-wise, you're probably not going to be too successful. So I thought our guys battled, and that was one thing. You know, we never backed down. We never cared what the score was. We played to the final whistle. So, again, the effort's there. Chapman was just a good team, and they came in hot on Friday night for sure.
Apparently Compton, a pretty good team there, undefeated, still in the Big 7 League. That's Holton's home makeup game on Thursday, and then they'll host Nemaw Central on Friday, so the home games continue, but pretty good teams coming in this week. Come out and watch the Wildcats in these home games. Coach, we'll be there. Thanks for your time, as always, and good luck.
Yep, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Coach Eric Tate, the Wildcat Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmers State Bank in Holton.